Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Shop earlier rather than later. And then if you do end up shopping past mid-December, you might want to opt for a more digital option like digital gift cards or subscription boxes.
There's a whole lot of advice this week about how best to spend your money during this holiday season. From Black Friday that seemed to start actually back in October to today's Cyber Monday and tomorrow's Giving Tuesday, there's a lot of money going out, but it seems that it's just the same amount of money coming in. How are you going to deal with the sticker shock that you could be feeling in just a few weeks? And that is just the beginning. Well, joining me to talk about saving you from your overspending self is founder and CEO of Wealthy You. That's right. She's been here before. She is America's Wealth Coach, Deborah Owens. Hey, Deborah, how are you?
Oh, Harold, it's always a pleasure. And what is it about this season that always brings me to your mind?
Because we know that you're going to get people straight, and we want to let you know that lines are open. We're inviting you to come on and take your medicine. The doctor is in at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Of course, I invite you to tweet me at HFisher, WHUR, or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. And Deborah, I bring you on this time of the year because I know I have this image of you standing in front of the class of spenders with a long ruler.
No, don't give me that. Don't give me that moniker. I come to spread cheer. It's the holiday.
Yes.
But, you know, here is the deal.
What's the deal?
I think this is a perfect season to give, but I believe you should give the gift that keeps on giving. And so I'm, you know, always a pleasure to come on and speak with you and give people some alternatives to spending, because I think there's a difference, right? Like, you can spend and get nothing, or you can invest and get a return on your investment. So that's why I'm excited to be here once again with you.
Well, here's the thing. There is so much oversaturation of information, and I just gave you a bit of a taste of it right at the beginning of this program, of information regarding how best to find a deal. The buzzword is how best to save while you're spending, but really that's a bit of a misnomer, wouldn't you say?
Oh, you can go broke buying stuff on sale. Now, let's be clear. You know, can we be frank? I mean, really, I think what the thing that has gotten me most riled up for the holidays as it relates to spending is the whole buy now, pay later, it making it so much easier to buy gifts, thinking that you're spreading the amount that you're spending out, when in fact, what the studies show is that buy now, pay later encourages people to spend more. 50% of people this holiday are spending, and they're using debt to do so. So I really, think that the old adage of making a list and checking it twice really is the best way to approach this season and not allow yourself to get sucked into, some of the so-called deals. And I think many of us can just look in our household right now, Harold, and the things that we've purchased and realize that, it really probably didn't have that much value, and typically most things that I buy on sale, I regret.
So I want to, and that's one of the places that I really wanted to start, whether it's in the store or online, one of the things that I have noticed that even for the smallest items, I mean, you could buy something that is $20 and you will get an option to buy it and spread out your $20 payment over the that this is just the funniest thing to me, over the course of 3 months at what, $6.80 some odd cents.
I mean, you know, so here are my thoughts. Like I don't you know, subscribe to the whole, you know, I'm not frugal Fanny. I'm not saying that, you know, you need to be saving your aluminum foil, you know, but I am
I
saying
do.
That.
I do. But go ahead.
Well, I don't know. I know you look mighty sharp every time I see you.
Well, thank
so clearly
you.
You're not frugal Fred either. But we're old friends, so I won't go there. But anyhow, you know, what I do think, though, is that the digital marketplace and the whole digital marketing where you click on something and it, you know, follows you around for the next year, that really it's making it easier to spend. And so I really feel that here's all I want to say to people is that so much of our behavior around money is inherited from our parents or the people that we're around. And so I think specifically for parents or aunties or whatever, what you need to recognize is that there's also power in that. And the power is to really show or expose particularly young people to ways during this season to investing and giving the gift of rather than buying that toy or buying that video game, actually gifting them a share of stock. You can do it with a gift card now of something like Electronic Arts or one of their favorite. So that tangible investment, I mean, that tangible product, I really want to encourage folks to use this opportunity, particularly in this season, to expose their family members to investing in those same companies and go from being this, you know, this consumer to really sharing in the profits of the companies that are marketing to you as well.
But how do you do that?
That's a good question. Well, you know, quite frankly, Harold, it's a lot easier. It's easier than ever, really, to do that. You can actually go to stockpile.com. That's stockpile.com. And you can actually purchase a gift card, and you could either choose a popular stock and that they have, you know, ownership in, or you can give the gift of $50, and they can actually choose the stock that they want to invest in.
That sounds like a really good idea. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about your money specifically. We are talking about how to save you from your overspending self during this holiday season. If you have a question, if you have a comment about it, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. So I want to go back because I spent some time in the stores. I was looking for something really, looking for something really specific this weekend. But I did notice we didn't see the kind of, for lack of a better term, the kind of craziness that we've seen in many years past. I think a lot of this may have to do with the pandemic. and the economy, even though the unemployment is low, but you know, and we can get into a conversation about that because that's the unemployment numbers and why they're low. That's a really complex issue. And this is not really a political discussion.
Well, I think, Harold, you know, you bring up a good point, but, you know, don't let the lack of crowds fool you, right? I mean, more than 60% of Christmas shopping is being done online.
Yeah.
You know, I think a better indicator of how sales are doing are those blue Amazon trucks that you see going up and down the street, leaving packages. And I think if you were just to be observant, that you'll see a lot more people are shopping online. Certainly the pandemic influenced our behavior to a great degree. But the truth is that when I was looking at the statistics to prepare for this conversation with you, you know, the average person is going to spend about $1,000 in gifts on themselves or their family. But 50% of that is going on some type of debt, you know, it's taking on some type of debt. So I think that's the real issue. Like, you know, if you've got to do buy now, pay later, if you've got to put it on a credit card that you can't pay in full at the end of the month and you have to carry over interest, well, then, you know, there's a true affordability issue. And I think that, you know, the most important thing for people to do really right now is to, you know, take a step back and be thoughtful about, you know, what you can afford to spend, sort of what your budget is. The other tip I want to give is I know people don't like, you know, carrying cash, but a great way to put some guardrails around your spending is to, you know, take out a certain amount of cash, go old school, you know, like our parents used to do, put money in envelopes, and let that be a driver of your behavior as opposed to getting sucked into the whole convenience. The bottom line is convenience costs at every level.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about saving you from overspending this holiday season. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call. Let us go to Keith, calling from Manassas, Virginia. Keith, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Good evening, everyone.
Hey.
I just want to make a quick comment.
Sure.
I think I'm driving, so hands-free, but the lady on the phone on the call mentioned something about stockpile
mm-hmm.
cards. I actually did that 6 years ago. Kind of a sad story. Gave out gift cards to all of my nieces and nephews. $50 in stockpile cards, gift cards. It was for Tesla stock. And 90% of my family members did not exercise that, did not. They lost it, didn't. It was for all of my nieces and nephews, and 90% of my family members just lost it and never activated those accounts. That $50 would be worth $5,500 today.
How about that?
Wow. Well, you know what I would say, too, and I'm glad you brought this up, because not only is it important to expose, but it's also important to educate as well. And so I think that their behavior was a function of possibly not really understanding, you know, what you had given them and the opportunity for that. And so I really feel like, particularly during these holidays, you know, we have a community, the Wealthy You community, over 7,000 people in a Facebook group. And I think what I've learned, and we had our greatest growth during the pandemic, and what I've really learned is the power of community and the influence right. of the people around. So I really want to suggest that you use it as a teachable moment, right, and really
right.
kind of share with your family, hey, guys, remember that gift card I gave you? Look at the opportunity that you missed out on. Let's talk about it.
It's not too late. It really isn't too late. And considering the 2% plus drop that we saw in the stock market on Friday and then picking up some 50% of that loss today, I didn't study. I pay attention. That's part of that lesson, Keith. And so something that keep teaching them. If you sent out five of them, two of them will get it this time.
Because I want to say this, is that you never lose, right? You either win or you learn. And so I really feel like this is a teachable moment in real time, because it actually shows the opportunity lost. You know, financial ignorance is expensive, certainly, but it teaches the best lesson.
Keith, thank you so much for your phone call. Really appreciate it. We're going to talk to Erica from D.C., Charles from Maryland. So please stay on the line. Do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program and you will get your question answered. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, channel 141, 96.3 HD2, the app. Don't forget to download it on your smartphone, and you will hear this program in its entirety. And, of course, on 98.3 FM. We're talking about your money, helping you to save it, not spend it. But we'll still wish you a happy holiday. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM. John Monza is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This conversation will be back in a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we are talking about your money, how to help you keep a little or keep a lot during the holiday season, trying to keep you from overspending when you are tempted to do just that. My guest is the founder and CEO of Wealthy You. She is America's wealth coach, Deborah Owens. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Erica. Erica calling from D.C. Erica, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you. I have two things.
Sure.
I wanted to. Can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely. Go right ahead.
Okay, perfect. I have two things. So, contrary to what Keith was saying, my experience with giving stock options to my son, who was 16 at the time, 2 years ago, Christmas, I gave him $500. My husband and I set up an account for him. Gave him $500, and to date, he has made $12,000.
Wow, overall. Good for him. How? And when did you do this?
December 2018. So we stopped giving gifts. We started giving experiences. So we, in December 2018, we went to Florida, and then they were all like, well, where's the tree? Where's Santa Claus? And so we gave them an option to add, to give them something. And my oldest son said, well, I want some stocks. And I was like, okay, that's what we're going to do. We didn't fully understand stocks as well. So let me just put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew by giving it to my 16-year-old and him researching that he will figure it out. So now he figured it out. He ended up earning $12,000, and then he showed me how to do it. And I earned $15,000.
Wow, that's great. And how old is your son now?
He's 18.
Ask him if I can hold $20 until tomorrow.
Well, you know what? I love this. I love this because, you know, Erica, I just really want to just applaud you for, you know, kind of making a paradigm shift around, especially with young kids, right? Like, they're so influenced by their friends and, you know, you're coming at them talking about experiences. What? I need that new Apple iPhone. And so I want to applaud you. And what I love, love, love is that a child will lead them, and he certainly led you. So keep up the good work. You're doing a great job.
But you said, you had two things. Go right ahead, please.
The second thing was, and I kid you not, we would buy gifts that they were asked for, as I have three boys, when they were younger. And we would get probably everything they asked for. So it was between 6 and 10 gifts per child. And what we noticed over time is that they would only stick with two gifts. Mm. And so I started looking at it like, okay, it's overwhelming. It's almost as if, like, when you go into the store for bread and you have, like, 17 options with seeds, without rye, wheat. So you get overwhelmed. So you only stick to a certain brand. So I think kids start to get overwhelmed when you buy them a lot of toys and it's just more about us not having in our childhood, it becomes stuff. And then in my head, I compute it as stuff that I have to clean up eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have just narrowed it down to a science now. And I have now a 14-year-old and 11-year-old. Now it's experiences and stocks. And then they may ask for maybe one or two gifts, and we'll get that, but certainly not to go overboard and be in debt after Christmas.
That is inspiring.
It is inspiring. I feel like reverting back to my childhood. You made great parents. Do you have any room for
I knew it.
America's Wealth?
I knew that. I knew that was coming. I knew that was.
Because my husband and I start to think over time, we, of course, are way in different positions than our parents, certainly. So in my head, I hate cleaning up, and I hate spending excess money that I don't have to. So now I compute it to me having to clean or burn money for no reason. And when I thought about it that way, like going to the cleaners, if I buy three more shirts, I have to clean three more shirts.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a whole lot better than stepping on a Lego in your bare feet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So my kids, and it's funny that you pointed out that they started turning it into us. So now it's not a chore. Now the 18-year-old is teaching a 14-year-old, and
that's
then I
wonderful.
Bought a book for stocks. And he's now the 9-year-old. The 11-year-old is not fully understanding, but he's watching. So that's all I can hope for is that he's picking up these lessons as well.
Well, Erica.
Oh, he will. You know, one of my greatest aha moments after founding Wealthy You is that the knowledge of how to build wealth is the greatest asset of all, the most valuable asset of all, and typically that asset is inherited. And so that's why you have, you know, the ultra wealthy is because they're not starting in this generation, right? They've had intergenerational wealth. So I want to applaud you for that because you're starting a legacy, right, that will now be passed on to generations. So I can't tell you how grateful I am to hear your story this evening.
Erica,
thank you
so much for your phone call. Another really, really great phone call. Thank you. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Charles calling from Maryland. Charles, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening. First, good evening to Mrs. Owens. I used to listen to her regularly on Tuesday nights on another area radio station. And so it's good to hear her voice again. You really have a tremendous, knowledgeable guest and co-host. A couple of things. I heard you speaking about the things that our parents used to do. One of the things that I learned, and I still do to this day, is the Christmas club. I used to work in a factory. And the ladies there had a Christmas club, and I didn't know what a Christmas club was. And when I put my money in around the end of October, they gave me money, and I had Christmas money. So, you know, I still do that on a budget, and when that money's gone, then the holiday money is over. I heard your previous caller about teaching our young people about stocks, but it's also for us to learn from our young people. I have a nephew who's made money in Bitcoin and in trading currency. So now what I've done, although I know all of this, I give them money to invest for me. And I tell them, well, what you earn, we'll figure out a way to share. Because while I'm knowledgeable and informed, I'm too busy managing my own work and own money and growth. And I think letting them do that shows confidence and faith with my son and with his peers. And it's important.
Oh, Charles, let me just say, first of all, how wonderful it is to hear your voice. And, you know, thank you for those kind words you just shared. I think you really, illuminated something that's very, very important. And it is the greatest gift you can give to your children is that confidence, right? Like that's more valuable than gold and their ability to not be fearful of what they may not have mastered yet or not know. And, you know, I just really, really believe that if you can instill in your kids that don't worry about losing, winning or losing, because you never lose again. You either win or you learn.
Well, Charles, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it, and happy holidays to you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Connie, calling from Silver Spring. Connie, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you all? Hello, Ms. Owens, and thank you for this conversation, and I've been following you for a while. Thank you for I started following you from your book, Purse of My Own, and it has been tremendous in my life. So as far as the Christmas spending, I'm like the gentleman before this call. He said, I started a Christmas club because many, many, many years ago. And when I'm like, yeah, when the money's gone, it's gone. It's gone. You don't have anything. But when I started learning how to invest and reading your book, a lot of knowledge, a lot of wealth from that. I had a little cousin, and she was like, you really seriously want to do this? I said, yeah. And so my extra money, even after Christmas, from the Christmas club, is now actually being spent in the stocks, in the bonds. And now my children saying, you really are doing this. And they have now become interested, and especially my youngest one, who will be 30 next month, and she is really interested, and she has started putting away money. So, and her Christmas savings is she started, you know, she's not spending as much on Christmas either, and she's not going into debt. So thank you for this conversation. I've even taken gift cards from my credit card, which I do pay off at the end of the month. I've had points and redeemed them and things like that. So, but because of the pandemic, I think this year what I really am doing is just giving gift cards this year. So thank you for this conversation. You all have a happy and a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you so much, Connie.
Oh, I love it. Well, thank you so much for following me. And by the way, if anyone in the audience wants to learn more about investing, they can go to my YouTube channel. And on that channel, I cover everything, stocks, bonds, investing, wealth, mindset, you name it. So follow me on YouTube. Just Deborah Owens, Google Deborah Owens, and follow me on YouTube if you want more information about how you too can build a legacy and, you know, gift that knowledge to your family.
So I thank you, Connie. I wanted to go back to some of the other tricks to avoid or at least be aware of for people who are still not quite ready to go cold turkey on the spending. And what do you tell people about, you know, when they go into, for example, the stores where they see these credit deals related to 90 days, 6 months, 18 months, same as cash? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I call them the devil, right? Because they're making it really convenient for you to spend that money because you're thinking, oh, I have time. And I think the stats are something like 70% of people who go on the like 12 months or 15 months, they end up extending those payments. And the interest rate, what people don't realize is that if you don't pay within the 12 months or 6 months or 18 months of that term, then your interest reverts back to as if you never had that benefit at all, right? So that interest is added on. You know what I would what I really want to caution people about is, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. So a tip again, make a list. I think you know even with my adult children, I mean, I literally ask them, well, you know, what do you want? Here's how much I'm spending. You know, shoot me a text specifically of what it is, so I don't go out here and get something that, you know, is going to gather dust or you're going to regift. I think you need to be intentional about, you know, about this holiday. I'll be honest with you. I feel like needing nothing attracts everything you want. And
what do you mean? Explain that.
Well, I mean, like, here's what I would say is that I think COVID and the pandemic has really had all of us all of us should have had a reset. And that reset is in really understanding what is truly of value. And I think, you know, the most important thing that I've learned in these past 18 months or so really are the two most important things for me are my family, right? I lost both of my parents during this COVID. Of course, they lived long lives. They were in their 90s. And yet, you know, when you really think about all of the things that you may have taken for granted, you know, like it's the holidays right now, Harold, and, you know, my husband and I, we love to entertain. And, you know, not being able to do that and just having a few friends over that we feel comfortable around, you know, I think more than anything, what this pandemic should allow all of us to do is to really reflect and recognize that it's not the things that are important, it's the people and our loved ones that we cherish that is the most important thing of all.
So to the now, if you want to address, for example, there are I think there are so many things that are coming at consumers. There are loyalty cards, obviously, yep. Retail credit, decoy pricing, for example. And some people, the decoy pricing, for example, I would call that bait and switch.
Yep.
Talk to me about some of the other retail tricks that people need to watch out for. It's almost like playing dodgeball.
Well, it is. I mean, because think about it. So you had Black Friday, and you had a lot of retailers say, oh, everything on my 35% off on everything, right? And then when you looked at the fine print, it was almost everything, right? And so typically it's the thing that you wanted the most that didn't get deeply discounted. So that's one of the ploys, right? I think the other thing is how they put the most popular thing on sale, but it's scarcity, right? They only have a few. And so, you know, you run out to try to get that thing and you go in there, it's gone. So what do? You go for whatever the next best thing is, but it really wasn't the kind of savings that you wanted. When you go into stores and those loyalty cards, and the first thing they ask you, are you going to use your whatever rewards program? Now, back in the day, it used to be you could have a little card, you know, and you would get points, and then you could, with those points, buy something with it. But now, yes, you do get I think it's for every $200 you spend, you might get $20 or that sort of thing. But typically, those cards come with the most egregious interest rate, upwards of 24 to 25%. What retailers also will do, if you're carrying a balance and if you go over a certain balance, they feel like, oh, whether you're paying your cards on time or not, that they have the ability to then increase the interest rate on those charges. So all of it is designed. You know, one of the things I try to tell people, share with people, is that compound interest works in reverse, right? So an example of that is the rule of 72. So the rule of 72 says take the interest rate that you earn, divide it into the number 72, and it'll tell you how long it would take your money to double, right? So, you know, right now, if you're in a savings account and you're only earning maybe 1%, that means it's going to take you 72 years for you to double your money. I just want the audience to think about this for just a moment. So if that is true, using the rule of 72, if you've got an interest rate of, I'll just use round numbers and be generous and say 20%, right? If you were to divide 20% into 72, that means what? Maybe 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
In 3.5 years, that balance will double if you're just making the minimum payment, right? So you put $2,000 on a credit card, in 3.5 years, it's now $4,000. And that's really how the people find themselves in tremendous debt. It's not that they took out a lot of the debt. It's the interest compounding on that debt that is the most, dangerous of all.
So what would you recommend when you're looking at, say, that $2,000? I mean, if they've gotten into it, how best do they get, out of it? Because, again, I think the temptation is really, really high, particularly for, you're a wife, but you're an unusual wife. You won't give your husband the side eye if you don't get a fur coat this year. but
well, you know my husband, and he's probably
I know him well.
But you know what? He's very frugal.
Yes.
Not with me at all, but himself. So a great example. Right. But what I would say, in our Wealthy You community, we have had people pay off $40,000 in debt in 1 year. And so how do you do that? It's mindset, strategy, and execution. So the first thing really is you've got to decide that, I no longer want to be in debt to someone. I want to pay myself first, right? And so I no longer want to be, a debtor, if you will. So that's the first thing, mindset. The second thing I would say, you got to come up with a strategy, and what I found in Wealthy You and seeing people kind of go from zero in retirement to six figures in just a couple of years, it really is whatever you focus on expands. So if you focus on paying off that debt, and if you come up with a strategy, the first thing begins with writing it down, right? And once you write it down, it means you're going to have a strategy. You're either going to try to get rid of the highest balance with the highest interest, or try to eliminate as many of those debts, whichever the smaller ones that you can pay off. Either it doesn't matter which one. What matters is that you focus on paying it off, right? And then secondly, I would say that you accelerate. So accelerate means that paying off debt means that, every time you come into some kind of windfall, a raise, a gift, whatever it is, that you pay it towards your debt, and and that you surround yourself with like-minded people. The worst thing you could do if you're in debt is to be around a number of other people who don't feel like debt is an issue.
For whom debt is not an issue.
Yeah, that's my point. Absolutely. And so if you can surround yourself with like-minded people who want to shift from, living that day-to-day, that poverty mindset. And when I say poverty mindset, I don't mean that you have limited resources. I mean, who's better off? The person who's making $50,000 and only spending $40,000, or the person that's making $200,000, spending $250,000? Regardless of how much money you make, you can still have a poverty mindset. And that poverty mindset says that every dollar that I get, I spend it until it's gone.
Do you have to become a minimalist?
Well, no. I look at paying off debt or being financially free, if you will, that being an objective, the same way that I do diet, right? Like, whenever you say, oh, I'm going to go on this no-carb diet, I know when I've done it, at night I dream of loaves of bread, right? So whenever you try to deprive yourself of anything, that's what you focus on. So, one of the things I've seen in the Wealthy You community is that the people who accelerate the furthering and the fastest, are the ones who have balance in all things, right? Like, I think the most important thing that you can do if you're trying to achieve a goal is to reward yourself incrementally. So as you achieve certain steps towards the goal, that you reward yourself, and that affirming yourself is what allows you to go further as opposed to depriving yourself from something.
Because I think what we are seeing, and you and I have had this conversation not just during the holiday season, but it seems that for every Deborah Owens, there is a culture that is working against the gospel that you are preaching. And whether it is overtly, whether you're talking about and I'm talking specifically about, for example, inflation, gas prices, cable bills, utility bills, all of those kinds of things that just when you seem to get ahead, the 2017 tax bill, all of those things seem to be working against everything that you are attempting to do.
Here's what I'm going to say. Here's what I'm going to say to that, Harold. One of the things I think that is very, very important is, again, what you focus on, right? And I do believe that what I've learned in my, more than two decades of helping people take ownership of their financial success is this, is that, you have to look at where the opportunities are,
uh-huh.
right? And so regardless of what the current economic environment is, there is always another side that is going to benefit from that, right? And so, for example, what I would say that when you see gas prices go up, company, what product, what is going to benefit from that, right? We're all already seeing it, and we're seeing, the gentleman called in and he talked about Tesla, right? And mm-hmm. Why is that happening? Is because people are looking not only from an environmental standpoint, but they recognize that one of the ways to save on gas is going into electric vehicles. So I really want to encourage people to not focus on the negative implication. And not that I'm trying to minimize the fact that, food prices and all these different things are going up, but I do want them to think about, okay, based on what is going on right now, what are the opportunities that are going to present themselves? And I say that, Harold, because it's one of the most profound things that I learned when I initially went into the investment industry. And it is that financially successful people think differently. And their ability to achieve financial success is in direct correlation to their ability to see problems, to see opportunities when problems present themselves. And so that really is, I believe, the secret to achieving financial success, and that is seeing, when different challenges present themselves, like we're seeing right now, as with inflation, as with oil prices. We're seeing volatility in the stock market. The market is, just in terms of its growth over the past 5 years, is pretty, has had a significant rise. So you should anticipate that things are going to go up and down. But again, what I would say is don't look at where things are right now. Look at where things are going, and then position yourself to take advantage of them.
Yeah, and sometimes you have to have a dual vision.
Absolutely.
A vision where where you are right now as you look at the tree and trying to figure out if you are going to spend money on the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip or the latest video game, as well as, you know, buying, you know, stock, you know, for, you know, the future and removing the debt, and sometimes even that future vision needs to be multi-layered.
Absolutely. And so I mean, you bring up a very good point. And I think, you know, one of the things that I think is very, very important is think about where you want to be, not where you are.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you've got to have a vision of what you perceive as your, you know, the thing that you want to achieve most. And then you have to run toward that. And so what happens when you have that vision of what you want, it allows you to sort of like I would say a GPS. It allows you to
You're going to have to allow me to get off the air because I've got 10 seconds.
Okay, no worries.
Deb, love to have you on the program. Look, Merry Christmas.
Always a pleasure.
Happy New Year. Be safe. Give your husband my best.
I will.
That is The Daily Drum. For this Monday, November 29th, I'm Harold Fisher. Good night.